good afternoon.
Yes, hi Simon, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being with us. Rowan, for me this is a personal issue. UCT is my alma mater. I'm angry. I need you to tell me, where are we, how did we get here, and what can we do about it?
So Simon, basically where we are is that UCT, through various bodies at the institution, is currently contemplating imposing an academic boycott of Israeli academia at the university. Basically, this has been a measure that has been going on for several years at the university at the expense of other more pertinent and pressing issues at the university, and comes, I would argue, at the expense of Jewish students on campus and also at the expense of academic freedom at the university.
Yeah, I mean, Rowan, Benji here. It is interesting. I think many people in the community only kind of got word of this, obviously, this weekend with the Jewish Report. But actually, it's been a long-running thing that community institutions have been fighting against, you know, basically a very strong sort of a lobby inside the university that's basically not interested in academic freedom. They just want to impose an anti-Israel agenda for their own purposes.
Correct. This is an issue, a long-standing issue, that has gone through various bodies. It started at the so-called Academic Freedom Committee. I mean, I use that in inverted commas, because this is an Orwellian committee that, in its wisdom, has decided to spend years of deliberation focusing almost exclusively on how they can target and isolate Israel and, in fact, limit academic freedom at the university. There are clearly individuals and organizations at play who have a specific anti-Israel agenda, and unfortunately they have been heard and listened to and given an audience, an unfair and undue audience, for a very long time at the university.
I mean, Rowan, obviously, you know, the community organizations have been fighting this very hard, the board and the Fed and all of those sorts of people that you expect. But, you know, this thing happens next week, Saturday. So I don't think there's going to be anything more after this. I mean, this might be very well the decider as to whether the top university in Africa decides to work with Israelis or not.
Exactly. This item comes up this Saturday, the 30th of March. It comes out at the highest body at UCT, which is the UCT Council. And this matter will basically get finality. It will either be voted to be implemented at the university or it will be rejected. And we are obviously working very hard trying to make sure that the issue is dealt with effectively. But as you can see, I mean, this is a huge problem at the university. Elements of the university have been captured by radical individuals at all bodies of the university. And I would argue that they are trying very hard to cause maximum destruction for the university, for the university's reputation. As you said, as the bastion of academia in Africa, they are trying very hard to undermine that, to damage UCT's reputation, and to damage its ability to carry out academic projects, to work with Israeli academics, to create a safe space for Jewish students. All this comes at the expense of these organizations and individuals with their radical agendas.
Rowan, before we get to the issue of what can we do, I just want to understand the extent of the boycott itself. Is this a blanket ban on all Israeli institutions, or is it ones over the green line? How is it being couched? What are the terms of the resolution?
So Simon, they've been very strategic and careful in the way that they've worded this measure. I think listeners should also remember that last year in November, the Senate of UCT actually rejected what was called a full blanket boycott of Israeli academia.
Okay.
So the Academic Freedom Committee came up with a very sophisticated definition where they wrote it in such a way, and they wrote their recommendation in such a way, that it would appear that they're only targeting academics and Israeli institutions in the West Bank, what they termed the so-called occupied Palestinian territories. But then they extend it very carefully and very subtly to say that all academic institutions in Israel that enable gross human rights violations, and I'm saying that in inverted commas, all those institutions will actually fall under this measure. So, for example, if you have a university in Haifa or you have Hebrew University, which obviously by law operates within Israeli society, by law allows for reserve duty, has connections, across Israeli society. But obviously, an argument can be made that every single institution will fall under this boycott. And obviously, it's been carefully written so that it might sound to the naive listener or the naive reader that this is, in fact, targeting a specific territory. In fact, this is a blanket boycott of all Israeli academia.
So let's move to what can be done. I mean, there are a lot of us who are graduates, who are, it's our alma mater. I'm sure there are a lot of people with a lot of power and influence. Surely something can be done.
There's a lot that can be done. I think I'm also alumni of UCT, and there are many listeners who I'm sure are as well. And I would encourage them to make their voices heard. Do we want UCT to fall down the slippery slope of basically becoming a place that discriminates against the Jewish state and against Jewish students and also Christian students, or do we want it to maintain its reputation? I would argue that individuals who are listening should try and get in touch with the university through the alumni department, through companies and individuals who sponsor or give money to UCT, who sponsor bursaries or sponsor organizations within UCT, or to contact other academics or other students who may have some influence at the university at the highest levels, whether it be the chancellor, the vice chancellor, the chair of the council, Mr. Sipho Pityana, or anyone else who they can make their voices known. I would also encourage them to go on social media and wherever they can just to give voice to this issue and obviously put pressure on the university to show them that this is a serious issue and we're seriously concerned.
Ron, yeah, absolutely. Rowan, thank you so much. Especially, I think, if you're an alumni, this is an opportunity. And if you're just on social media, you can share this statement by Progress SA. You can just go look for it. It's on Politics Web. It's on Twitter. And that's, you know, that's other people who are saying that this is actually an anti-Semitic thing. It was interesting. It was in that, in their statement as well from Progress. And just, you know, It's not about threatening people or saying, oh, we're going to withdraw money. That's not how this works. It's about saying, you know, you're a stakeholder in the university. I went to this university. You feel strongly about it. And, you know, I object to the creation of problematic circumstances there.
Yeah. Rowan, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure this won't be the end of the issue, and maybe we'll be speaking to you about it again in the near future. Thank you for your time. For those of us who are alumni, we need to think about that. There are ways to respond. Social media is there as a tool. Sitting back and doing nothing doesn't seem to be an option.